That is Def Leppard with Animal. It's just coming up to 11:36. You're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now, I'm joined in the studio by Angela Blackmore from Blackmore, but you're actually from
Stondon Massey.
Stondon Massey. Now, what do you think of the tea?
A close neighbour.
What do you think of the tea?
It's lovely. I think you must be a tea connoisseur or something. It's hot, it's wet. I needed a cup of tea very badly. Dashing here.
I've never seen somebody run past the Phoenix FM studio so quickly. I looked up and I was like, was somebody just run past?
Yes, unfortunately, I didn't factor in the mistake that I made this morning of going to the wrong venue. So rather than arriving here all nice and calm and collected and prepared, a bit windswept and a bit sweaty, but we won't go into that.
Look absolutely fine. Very, very friendly here.
We're not perfect look for radio, yeah. Don't tell me.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I work in radio. Now, you're here to talk about the Christmas market at the Priory Church St Lawrence in Blackmore, which you organised last year, and you obviously want local businesses to get involved. So tell everybody why you actually come up with doing the idea in the first place for last year, and what type of stalls there were.
Well, it's such a lovely, wonderful building, the Priory Church. It's very, very old. We're really lucky to have it. There's actually been a building on the site since 1114. The Priory itself was founded in 1160, and it lends itself so wonderfully to lots of different occasions. We have lots of lovely things going on. We have a silent auction coming up soon, which should be lots of fun. But the Christmas market is very, very special. So we thought we'd give it a go last year, and last year it was in aid of the NSPCC. And I was very encouraged by the fact that lots of the stallholders that we had last year asked if they could come along this year, if we were going to repeat it.
Yeah.
So, yes, we are going to repeat it, and it's going to be bigger and better than last year. And I have got lots of wonderful stalls booked already, but I'm still looking for a few. So if there's anyone listening that would like to have a stall, or in fact, obviously, please put the dates in your diary to come along, because it's a wonderful, atmospheric, cosy, very special Christmas market, very twinkly. It's perfect to get you into the mood for Christmas. And we've got lots of wonderful, lots of different sorts of jewellery, homemade, handmade, right up to, I know, a silversmith, goldsmith, who's coming along with her unique designs. We've got local mums doing their arts and crafts. We've got some very, very wonderful painters coming along with their arts to display. So lots of opportunities for some lovely Christmas gifts, oilcloth goods, pet gifts, all sorts of things, plants and wreaths, and of course my secret recipe, hot mulled wine.
Oh, lovely.
Need I say more?
Yeah. And can I just ask you, because I like to take my mum out to events, is it accessible for people in wheelchairs?
It is, yes.
Excellent.
Yes, it is, yeah. It's the parking is limited. If you come into the centre of Blackmore, it should be fairly well signposted. It's sort of on the right-hand side of the village if you're approaching from Brentwood. Obviously, look out for the church spire.
Yeah.
But yes, we do have wheelchair access, and we do have people in wheelchairs that do come to the church.
And is it outside of the church?
No.
It's actually inside.
It will be inside, so it will be nice and toasty and cosy and warm. And we're going to have hot mince pies and hot sausage rolls. So sights and sounds and smells of Christmas, I think.
Will Father Christmas be popping in, do you think, possibly? Or is he a little bit early at that time? You're not too sure.
I think he might be a bit too busy to arrive with us this year, but perhaps that might be something that we can ask him if we can do next year.
Yeah.
If we do it again.
Just have to check
year.
It, because I know there'll be children listening, you see, so yes. You have to, have to sort of check in for them.
Oh, toy stalls. I've got some toy stalls.
Oh, excellent. Now, if you're out in a local business and arts and craft for definite, is there any sort of, what happens with they have to pay, and that goes to, because you're obviously doing this for charity this year.
We are.
The JDRF, which is Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and
yes.
You were obviously involved with another charity.
Mm-hmm.
So if people want to get a stall, how much is it roughly, or can you give us a kind of an
idea?
It's
just £10.
Oh, excellent.
£10 for a stall, and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation was nominated by somebody in the church because they unfortunately have had a grandson who at the age of, I think he's just 19, has now been diagnosed with diabetes.
Yep.
And for anybody at any stage of life, it is a life-changing condition, but especially for youngsters. And, children can unfortunately come down with this this illness. So we're looking to sort of promote awareness of it. So we are going to have somebody from the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation charity with us at the market. So if you've got any questions about it, come along and say hello to them. Yeah, money raised is going to them. And particularly, we're looking for stalls. I don't have anyone yet who has cosmetics or toiletries. When we're thinking of something like that, you know, nice, cruelty-free, perhaps homemade toiletries or cosmetics would be lovely. I have nothing along those lines yet. And also along the lines of the foodstuffs, I do have a cake lady coming, yummy, but I don't have anyone who's got sort of jams, jellies, oils, homemade vinegars, something like that. So if there's anyone listening that does that type of thing, that would be wonderful.
What about hog roast and stuff like that? Or is that not really
something? Couldn't fit that in the church.
Look at me, just thinking of myself, you can tell. Is there going to be a hog roast by any chance? Because every time I turn up at an event, I always miss it.
Have a handful of sausage rolls.
Oh, yes, you've heard about my sausage rolls.
There will be the hot sausage rolls there.
Oh, that'll be okay, then I'll be fine. Now, it takes place on the 23rd of November. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
It does, yes. There is a reason for that. There are another couple of local markets going on that I'm aware of on Saturday, the 23rd of November. But they're all in the morning.
Yep.
So rather than clash, there's no excuse not to come along. You can come along to all of them, or both of them, because ours is going to run from 2 o'clock in the afternoon, as you say, Michelle, till 6 in the evening, which again is really lovely because it means that it's all dark and the church is all lit up and we have the most beautiful windows and it will be sparkly and candles and, you know, wonderful music playing and really, really just a very nice, cosy, atmospheric, magical market.
And don't forget, it's accessible for people in wheelchairs. It's really important because I like to take my mum out, you see.
Yes.
And it's sometimes quite difficult. You want to take, just go to market, then you can't because it's on grass or you can't.
Absolutely.
Just can't do it. So that is fantastic. And it's also undercover as well.
It is.
Which is fabulous. Now, if you want more information, we will put all the details up on the website, which will go up later on this evening, so you can contact Angela. But if you just want to give out the details now, if people, it's £10 per stall if you want to be involved there, especially looking for people who make cosmetics, toiletries, and maybe some other food type
food
stalls,
stuff, yes.
Food stuff as well.
Yeah, we've got a honey man coming.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah.
No, it's important because if you have honey locally, it's meant to be, if you have your local honey,
very good for you.
Get your hay fever, do you?
Absolutely, all sorts. And also with coughs and colds and things coming up, unfortunately, this time of the year, nice hot honey and lemon.
Yeah. And whiskey.
Well, you were going to say that.
But you thought, I better not, because people get the wrong idea about what sort of stalls I'm trying to entice.
It's all right, I've already admitted I'm running the hot mulled wine stalls.
So if they want to get in contact with you, Angela, where can they get in contact with you?
Yeah, my work email address, because I work for the Reverend Tony Smith, who's our vicar at Blackmore, is blackmorevicarage@btinternet.com.
Okay, if you want to repeat that one again.
Yeah, it's Blackmore Vicarage, so that's black as in the colour, then M-O-R-E, Vicarage, V-I-C-K, oh, sorry, can't remember how to spell Vicarage, how embarrassing is that? V-I-C-A-R-A-G-E at btinternet.com. There is a telephone number as well, which is 01277 821 464, and you can leave a message on that, because I'm only in the office a couple of days a week. I work part time, so if you don't manage to reach me, please do still leave a message and I will get back to you.
And I'll tweet that out for you as well after the show, because are you on Twitter yet? Have you got to Twitter?
I'm on Twitter with my face painting business.
Oh, yes. You do face painting?
I do, yes.
Oh, so you do the little children's, all their sort of different sort of cats and all
yes.
The sort of, oh,
yes.
My. What's that? Do you know what? I've always watched a bit, because I don't have, I always tell people I don't have children because I'm a bit of a grouch. What's it like
you're very sensible, that's the reason,
what's it like when you're doing up? Are they quite patient, the children?
Oh.
Is,
they're all absolute angels, of course.
Does it take you very long if you're going to do, because I've seen some of the butterfly faces of the little girl, and they're really pretty, but do they take quite a long time to do? And how did you realise you had, have you always painted?
I have always painted, yes. I didn't, my career was not art orientated in the slightest, but I used to do watercolour paintings and sell my own paintings as a paying hobby. And then when I had my little girl, I wanted to do something that I could run from home. And, yeah, I kind of found myself doing it. So I went on a couple of courses down in Kent, which were run by a lovely lady called Liz, who actually is in the World Guinness Book of Records for super speedy face painting and things like that. And she does all sorts of wonderful, wonderful film premieres and events and things. So, yes, I had some training with her, and now I do it at birthday parties and christenings and weddings. I had a wedding actually a couple of weeks ago. Sorry, we're going completely off subject.
That doesn't matter. That's fine. That's what happens on my show, don't you worry.
And it was a wonderful wedding down near Dunting, one of the venues there. Really, you know, beautiful as weddings are, and lovely bridesmaids, and they came up to me, and I thought, oh, you know, the lovely, you know, sparkly princess butterfly. You know. Do you do werewolves? yes. Are you sure that's what you want to check with your mum?
Mum. Look, wedding pictures. All the wedding pictures are little bridesmaids, aren't
they? Yeah, I think they'd already had most of the photos. I was like, it's okay. This is what she's asked for. You know, I'm not just yeah. So that was funny.
And where can people find you on Facebook for doing face painting as well?
Oh yes, that's face painting by Angela Blackmore.
Oh, excellent. Okay, that's brilliant. Lovely.
Quite easy to remember.
That's an easy one to remember. I will tweet out the details. Don't forget, if you want to be involved, it's 23rd of November. It starts at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. The charity is going to be JDRF, Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation, and the market is going to be at the Priory Church St Lawrence in Blackmore. Any local businesses out there, you've already heard Angela mention a few that she's possibly looking for the day. A stall will cost you £10, so it'll be from 2 p.m. in the afternoon through till about 6 o'clock, and it's all undercover as well. So if you want to get involved, we'll give you the details up on the website, and I'll also tweet those out for you in a couple of minutes as well.
Thank
you very much. You can
thank
finish the rest of that rest
of that
tea.
It's cozy in here.
See, I told you, relax
nice,
once you come in.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have run so
I
fast.
I could sit here all day, actually, now. Wouldn't I? Any excuse not to go home and do my housework.
Yeah, well, we all say that. In fact, my poor mum, she's 83. She stayed with me a couple of days, and I came back. She went, "Do you notice anything?" I said, "Oh, yes, I can see the carpet."
Well, I remember what colour it was now.
Bless her. And she's only got one working arm as well.
Oh.
I felt a bit cruel then, but I said she could have done the rest of the housework as well. She needed the carpet.
Still a duster in her mouth. Or
yeah,
something,
just sellotape one on her foot when she's walking around.
Those duster slippers.
Mum, she will laugh, don't worry. Thanks very much to my guest, Angela Blackmore.
Thank you.
Will be up on the website. Here is Semisonic with Secret Smile. I'll be back with some ads after this.